keeping your horse healthy this winter. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner, and this is Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Cold weather isn't exactly comfortable for anyone. Tom McKenna, a Central Illinois veterinarian, has a few common sense tips to keep your horse healthy during the cold spells this winter.
There's a few, simple things, food, shelter, and water, that are really important. And those three things that I think are important. The water is really critical this time of year to keep it from freezing, and not only to keep it from freezing and accessible to the horses, but also making it to where it's a proper temperature where it's not so cold that they won't drink it. That's important because a horse will colic if it's not consuming enough water. And as far as in this extreme cold, shelter is important out of the wind. And if they're, if need be, using a blanket to keep the horse warm. And also, as far as food, the calorie content of the horse's diet needs to increase. And in particular, I like to use more oats in the ration for horses because the fermentation will increase internal body temperature to help keep the horses warmer.
At what point do we really need to keep the temperature in mind?
Well, I think that you have to realize that wind chill plays a big effect for horses. So just saying, anything less than 20 degrees, that isn't so much. It depends on the horses and what they're used to. If you take a show horse that's used to being in a heated barn and being blanketed, it's not going to withstand any of the extremes. But if you have a horse that's used to being out in a small paddock or a pasture, during the winter time, and it's got a blanket and some shelter and a 2-inch thick hair coat, it can withstand quite a bit. So to say what particular temperature is difficult, but I start getting concerned when it gets to be 15 degrees or less for horses.
Are there other common sense tips to keep in mind to make sure our horses maintain their health during the winter months?
Well, I worry a lot about their feet and their legs this time of the year, as far as getting snowballs built up in their feet and having a hard time, even if water is there, that it's not accessible because they have to walk across an icy area to get to it, or one horse is kind of guarding it. One problem that I have had this year with some people that had electric heaters in their waters was that they were actually getting stray voltage to their horse because mice had chewed on a wire and it was actually shocking the horses when they went to get water. They had to have an electrician come and detect it because they didn't feel it, but their horses would not drink the water.
I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News for America.